This is Krishna Day at KrishnaDay.com, and I've been in London for 2 days at the corporate summits for business to business and business to consumer social networking and social media. And one of the things I always find interesting at the conference is not just to talk to the speakers, but to get talking to people in the breaks. And through that, I met up with Becky Scott, who is actually looking after social media for Huddersfield University Students' Union, and she's been in the business to consumer channel. But actually, I don't want to talk to you about that, Becky. I want to talk to you about a few top insights that you've had around using social media yourselves. Because when I meet with universities and colleges and so on, there's often a concern about their brand voice and who manages the different channels. And also, I meet organisations where perhaps they're looking to set up their own dialogue around what's going on in administration, admissions, in other areas such as catering. But in fact, you've taken a different approach. So why don't you tell our listeners what you've been doing and the stage of development you're at?
Well, I started off as a graphic designer at the Students' Union and suddenly realised that students weren't wanting to find out through printed media what was happening. They wanted to learn through social networking. So I kind of jumped on board. It was something I was doing, and it was something really the university hadn't thought about. So we started doing it, and we started doing it really well. And all of a sudden, the university turned around and said, "Do you know what? You're doing a great job. Carry on." They're trying to catch up with us a little bit, but they've realised that actually where the fun stuff's at, and they're going to look more on recruitment and more PR with the sort of academic blogging that some of our lecturers and researchers do. But it was great. We proved that they could trust us before they even needed to test us. So we got given a free rein just by doing it so well in the first place, which was a great boost of confidence for us, and let us realise that, you know, actually the Students' Union, as much as we're part of the university, there are elements of what we do where we can lead, and the university centrally can follow.
So give us some examples of the kind of content that you might share, and also the kind of questions you get, particularly in terms of those questions that don't come in at 9 to 5, which, because of students, I'm sure they're up all times of day and night. Yeah. I know I was.
Yes, we do. We get them tweeting at 10 o'clock at night, asking, is the library open tonight? You know, the university do a 24-hour, 7 days a week library opening during dissertation time, but they don't think to ask the university, they think to ask us. I think they think, because our building's open late, that all our staff are up late. Fortunately, through iPhones and iPads, we can be there answering those questions. As far as sort of the content that we're sharing goes, we have a little mix. We push out some sort of messages about what's on at the Students' Union, which comedians are playing. Sometimes it's just about it being a really hot day on campus, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying student life to its max. There might be a little message in there about ice creams for sale in the SU shop, but we generally just embrace every element of student life that we can, whether that's about the sports teams, the results they're getting. The weather's usually a big one, because Huddersfield, it's either sort of bright sunshine or bouncing down, and you know, those British love to talk about the weather. So it's not always pushing corporate messages, it's not always pushing sales, it's just about creating a real friendly community and letting them know that we're here to care for them.
And also, you have a balance between, actually, you also need some revenue in, so you get some funding from the university, you're explaining, but also because of all the support that you want to provide through the different associations and groups and support mechanisms, that's also important for you to encourage people to actually use your facilities. So tell our listeners about that, because that's got a direct revenue impact, hasn't it, about how you use social to increase visibility and encourage people to come and spend money with you.
Yeah, the student bar's the hub of campus life, and we'd like students to come in there and enjoy being with one another. We do make some money through alcohol sales. We make a lot more money through food sales, which I think is a nice change in student culture, when we can shout about a bit more. So it's kind of, we have a comedy night. We don't tend to promote it through posters. We'll tweet out. Occasionally we've had a comedian tweet back at us, sharing little stories with us about kind of what happened in the green room when he came face to face with our football racing and gaming society, which is basically a PlayStation Xbox kind of society. He started tweeting about them wearing geeky t-shirts. He got a bit of banter going with them, and that was great. And what it meant was that actually we had students seeing tweets, not just from us, but from other students and from actual performers, which generated a real sense of, you know, people wanted to be on campus, they wanted to be part of this buzz that was happening. The more people on campus, the more people want to be on campus, the more people on campus spending money with us, means the more we can make their student life better. And it sort of has a real nice sense of sort of the money that comes in then gets spent on them. So it's a real sense of ownership and being part of this bigger thing.
So if people wanted to find out more about what's going on over at Huddersfield University in the UK, particularly in terms of what's happening in terms of the area of the Students' Union, what are the different domains you can tell people to check you out at? And obviously, share your own personal Twitter account if you wish to do so too.
Okie doke. Well, the main Student Union website is huddersfield.su. We're on Facebook. We're facebook.com/HuddersfieldSU. Twitter, no guessing, Huddersfield SU. We are on Flickr, on YouTube. We're getting out there a little bit more on other forums, sort of student rooms and stuff, but that's not quite as brand heavy. My own personal sort of things online, I'm on Twitter at Becky Scott, but I will warn you, I do tweet about my cat quite a bit. So plenty of kitten photos.
Thanks so much for finding the time at the end of the conference. I hope you have safe travels back, and I look forward to checking out all your online profiles, and great to hear about what you're doing there in Huddersfield.
Thank you.